واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي.
اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Our discussion today is going to be as part of our preparation for the month of Ramadan. Our aim is to make sure that we remind each other about the things that we'll be going through in the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, يا والذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows love here. Allah normally will address us on different occasions with different titles. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed general humankind, he will use the word like Ya ayyuhan nas, O people. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address Muslims who are the beginning, as the hadith of Jibreel spoke about the fundamental, the first step when it comes to the faith, a person has to be a Muslim before the person becomes a mu'min, and then the person becomes a muhsin. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala address us as Muslims, that is ismul am, which is cool, everyone is included in that. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sometimes address just the believers. And the reason why he will do so is to give them something special that the general public will not get unless you have lift yourself from being a Muslim and becoming a mu'min. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya waladhina amanu, O you who believe, kutiba alaykum, I furida alaykum siyam. Fasting has been prescribed unto you, compulsory aspect of ibadah. But for your information, this way of ibadah is not something new. So Allah said, كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, as it's been prescribed to those who came before you. So fasting has been one of the ways in which people get connected with Allah, one of the ways in which people worship Allah, one of the ways in which people are getting the opportunity to be able to be elevated in the highest status. So fasting is not something new, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this verse, as it came to the nations before you. But the reason of the fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his mercy, he can decide not to tell us, just say fast. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the reason why we said you should fast, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you might attain piety. So the secret behind fasting is to attain piety. So when we sit down and look at this information carefully, we ask ourselves, what is fasting? What is in fasting? How can one attain piety? So we need to look at those questions properly. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said regarding all deeds, كل عمل ابن آدم له إلا الصيام. All the deeds of the children of Adam are for them, which means that whatever we do in terms of worship, it is ours. We are doing it. إلا الصيام, except fasting. فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به. Fasting is mine and I am the one who gives reward for fasting. In this, Allah is telling us that even though when we pray, there are angels that write the reward. When we pay zakat, there are angels that have been given that responsibility to write the reward. Anything we do in our life, there are angels that are writing the reward, as Quran made mention. Whatever we do among us is raqibun atid, who are writing the rewards of what we do. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, illa sawma, except fasting. Fa innahu li, fasting is mine. Wa ana ajizibi, and I am the one who gives the reward of fasting. No one can see the qima of fasting and give reward. Only Allah can give the reward. And if we look through this, we will be able to see the reason why only Allah can give reward of fasting. Allah said, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you might attain piety. And here, He is the one giving the reward of fasting. We need to look at it carefully and see what is extraordinary about fasting that Allah is the one who gives the reward. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always will advise us, as he said in hadith, as-sawmu junna, fasting is a shield, it's a protection that protects you from any evil thing. The way you ask Allah to protect you from Jahannam, fasting is the shield that protects you. As-sawmu junna, that's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. But then he advised us on something that we are now going to connect with this taqwa. وَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ صَوْمِ أَحَدَكُمْ فَلَا يَرْفَثْ وَلَا يَسْحَبْ. If any one of you start fasting or get the opportunity to fast in the month of Ramadan, the person, لَا يَرْفَثْ, should not use bad language. They should not use bad language. They should not say any word at all. Anything that comes out of their mouth should be something that is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَصْحَبْ, and also they should not sit down and listen to bad language. They should not sit down in an environment where things that are being said are not things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with. So we should not use bad language. And also, we should not sit down and listen to the bad language. We should not sit down and backbite, and we should not listen to someone who's backbiting. We should not gossip. We should not sit and listen to someone that is gossiping. So the Prophet ﷺ is telling us, why are we talking about this? Remember, we talk about fasting. What comes into our mind is eating and drinking. But the Prophet ﷺ did not spoke about eating and drinking here, but rather our akhlaq. Which means that when you are fasting, every single part of your body is fasting too. Your hands are fasting, your head is fasting, your legs are fasting, your ears are fasting, your eyes are fasting. So whatever you do while in the state of fasting, you have to be mindful, you have to be very careful. Because he said, do not use foul language, do not listen to such a thing. So when you are fasting in the month of Ramadan and you sit down with friends to talk about dunya, to talk about people, if you are in that state, then you are not fasting. When you are fasting and you sit down and backbite and gossip, then you are not fasting. Because these actions, what they do is they tarnish your image and they will let you get bad deeds, which will what? Wipe away the reward of the fasting. So it's not like automatically they break your fast, but they will eat the reward of the fasting, that you will finish fasting, but there's no reward for you. That is why the scholars of the past were able to categorize fasting into three. They spoke about fasting, which is amma, for everyone. The things we know regarding that is not to eat, not to drink, not to get in sexual intercourse. These are the things that we can talk about when we say fasting is broken or someone's fasting is nullified. And then they have fasting as amma. So we got amma, and then we have khasa. Khas is basically those who said, I'm fasting, I don't care about eating and drinking. That I know totally, it breaks my fast. I won't even go there. I will stay away from any sexual intercourse. I won't go there. But not only that, I will not spend my time in gossiping, backbiting, and making fun of people. I will not sit down and listen to some people also using bad language. And if you look at this, sitting down to watch movie, play game will all fall under this category. So they consider if I fast and I sit down, watch television, watch movies, play games, and talk about dunya, in their understanding, their fasting is what? Nullified, because those things will what? Will take away the reward of their fasting. So they don't want to even act upon that. It's not about just eating and drinking. They went further. And then the next group of people are khas al khas. So it's not about eating and drinking. It's not about also watching movies and playing games and talking about dunya. It's not because of that. They said when they find themselves fasting, but they will think about something apart from Allah, they consider their fasting is also broken. Why will I be fasting? I want to connect with Allah. I want to get iman. As the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as the Quran made mention regarding fasting, and then I will sit down for an hour and I'm thinking about dunya. For them, if they do that, they consider their fasting to also go. So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, if you fast and you do not use bad language, you do not sit down and listen to that too. If you are able to do that to the extent, فَإِنْ سَبَّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَوْ قَاتَلَ, or someone insult you or even fought you, just use simple language by saying, إِنِّي صَائِمٌ, I am fasting. I'm a fasting person. Because of the fasting, I cannot insult you back. Because I'm fasting, I will not fight you. Because I'm fasting, I want to engage with Allah in everything that I do. Because I'm fasting, I want everything that I do to be connected only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even if you insult me, I won't insult you back. Even if you fought me, I'm not going to fight you back. Because my understanding of fasting is everything that I do should be for the sake of Allah in the month of Ramadan. So those are the understanding of the people who fast. When they fast, they go beyond just eating and drinking, but anything that will involve them in things that are of dunya, they see themselves as spoiling their fast. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will say, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَحُلُوفُ فَمِ الصَّائِمَ أَطْيَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us here, not only because of this, if you are able to meet all these conditions, you fast, no eating, no drinking, no insult, no abuse, no backbiting, you went further and not even fight people who fought you. The Prophet ﷺ said, I swore by Allah, who my soul is in his hands. The smell of the mouth of the person who is fasting is better in the sight of Allah than the smell of misk. If you look at this, there are arguments of understanding of fasting here. There is a nukta we need to talk about. The scholars of the past, when they look at the discussion of Allah and Musa alayhi salam, Allah told Musa alayhi salam to fast for 30 days. After the 30 days, he should come and have a discussion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salam fast for 30 days. After the 30 days, he is going to have a discussion on Tur Sina with Allah. He decided, I have been fasting all these days. The smell of my mouth will be a bit funny. So let me just brush my teeth, clean it properly before I communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he did that, he went to speak with Allah. Allah told him, Ya Musa, why did you brush your teeth, use miswak? He said, I just don't want to have bad smell in my communication with you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, the smell of the person who is fasting is better in the sight of Allah than the smell of the misk. Go back and add 10 more days. So Musa alayhi salam was asked to go and add 10 more days until he complete the miqat of Allah, what Allah has already planned for him. But we are not like that. Our nation is not like that. A person who is fasting can brush his teeth all day, morning, afternoon, evening. Nothing stops us from doing so. You're fasting, you can brush your teeth, especially with miswak, dried ones. The argument of the fuqaha here is, yes, you can use normal toothbrush without the toothpaste in it. Alright? You can brush your teeth with the toothbrush without the toothpaste, because anything that goes beyond your throat will be the reason of spoiling your fasting. But there's nothing that stops you from brushing your teeth whilst fasting. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the smell of the mouth of the person who is fasting is better in the sight of Allah than the smell of the misk. And he went further to even say, not only that, لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ, for a person that is fasting, Allah has prepared two types of joy for that person. Number one, إِذَا أَفْطَرَ, when he breaks the fast, which is after fasting the whole month and you got the Eid, you will have fun and you have joy, you enjoy and have merrymaking and partying because Allah has given you opportunity to fast and then you are able to finish the fasting. Number two, the other thing is, إِذَا لَقِيَ رَبَّ فَرِحَ بِسَوْمِهِ, and also when he meets his Lord, he will be happy and joyful with the fasting that he made by obedience to his Creator. Dear respected brothers and sisters in faith, when we're talking about fasting, we're not only looking at what we all know fasting is all about. Number one, we are looking at the opportunity that Allah has given us. It's a blessing when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you among those that are alive to witness the month of Ramadan. It's a blessing when you found yourself among those that can fast as obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a blessing when you have the choice to fast, not because it's compulsory or someone is pushing you because there's no food, that's why you're fasting. For indeed, as we sit down here, there are people like us somewhere who cannot fast, not because of sickness, but because they don't even have the means to survive. There are people somewhere that are struggling because there is not even breakfast, not talk about lunch or dinner, for them to even say, okay, now let me fast. So when Allah has given you this opportunity, you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. This ibadah, the deen of Islam, is always about acknowledging Allah's blessings upon you. Always. That is why if you don't show appreciation to Allah for whatever He bestowed upon you, Allah consider that to be kufr. Surah Al-Ibrahim. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ. When you show appreciation to Allah's blessing, Allah will add more. But then, instead of saying, if you don't show appreciation, he said, wala in kafartum, because the word kufr is to cover what is good. Someone cannot become kafir if they don't have knowledge or understanding about the deen. A kafir is someone who saw something that is good and covered it up. That is what we call kufr. That is why a farmer can be called kafir, not because of his disobedience to Allah, but the seed that he plants is something that is precious, something that is important. By putting it in the ground and cover it, that is what we mean kufr. So when Allah bless you and you could not appreciate, you could not show the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you are committing the act of kufr. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. So, looking at the blessings of Allah upon us regarding fasting, Go back and see it properly. Look at your way of life. It's 11 months Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Eat, drink, do whatever. But this month, forgo what is acceptable in your life. What is halal, stop it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah in return will multiply the reward that you have normally. Whatever you do, the reward that Allah will give you will be multiplied because of this month. So imagine the purpose of our creation. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ The purpose of the creation is for us to worship Allah. So we want to attain more reward. That is the aim. You want the reward. And Allah said, look, even though you are doing your best and you're getting this reward, I'm giving you a month in which the reward will be multiplied to the extent I even have a special night in this. The reward that you get is over 83 years. Allah is giving you that. So imagine how long you're going to live. If you are able to worship Allah and obey Allah and have in your life at least 5 or 10 good Ramadan that comes, you are in obedience to Allah and each year you are able to get the night of Qadr. Imagine, multiply that by 10. Each one is over 82 or 83 years. Imagine you get 10 of that in your life. You will come on the day of Qiyamah. The nations that have lived longer, those that used to live 900 years, 500 years, they will come and you see you have more reward than they are. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said regarding you or this nation, He has prepared more for you. You are the best because Allah has given you different opportunity to be able to catch up or even exceed the nations that came before you. Those that came before you, even just their normal prayer, when they travel, they cannot pray unless they come back to their town or their city. And Allah said, you, anywhere you find yourself on earth is a masjid, pray. The nations before you, when urine or impurity is to touch their body, they have to scrub it with stone until it starts bleeding before they can wash it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you just wash it with water. The nation before you, when impurity is to touch their clothing, they have to cut that piece off. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, with you, just wash it off. So things that are difficult for the nations before you, Allah made it easier for you. So when you find yourself among those that are alive and you witness the month of Ramadan, take advantage of it in worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, the reason of this, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ so that you might attain piety. Now, we're going back again and look at this lifestyle we have. In the month of Ramadan, we wake up in the morning to have suhoor, which is our breakfast. In the evening, we're going to have iftar, which is our dinner. So now, when you say you are fasting, how many meals have you skipped? Just one. Only one meal you skipped. Now ask yourself, the preparation that you have for Ramadan, is it for the meal that you missed? Are you preparing for just one meal, or you are having multiple food in front of you in the month of Ramadan? Now the question is, do you consider this to be ibadah? You only skip one meal and you eat triple in the evening and you say that you are worshipping Allah? That is lack of appreciation of Allah's blessing. If I eat every single day, I drink anytime, and then a month of the year came, I'm only going to skip one meal. In the evening, when I'm able to secure 3 dates, eating that should let me appreciate the blessings, because I eat every day, I drink every day. I don't see it as a blessing anymore because it has become a norm. Whereas someone somewhere don't even have 3 square meals. So when it comes to iftar, If I'm able to secure a cup of water, a date, that should be enough for me to show appreciation. Subhanallah. Look, all this morning till now, having this is amazing to be able to get that. But no, we don't see the importance of that. Because our mind is on that samosa. We are looking for that salad. We are looking for intercontinental food. We have combined multiple type of food to the extent that when we eat, we don't even know what we ate. How can we have the ibadah? Because when you eat too much, you get tired, you get lazy, you sleep. That is why most people cannot even get up for suhoor. But if we eat less, we will be able to get up without even the alarm waking us up. Most people will try, wallahi, this Ramadan, mashallah, I'm going to keep myself awake. Lies. After the first week, we cannot. Because of how much we take. So we need to reduce that. It's not about the quantity of food. Most of us today, when Ramadan is mentioned, wallahi, Ramadan is coming. The only thing that comes into our mind is type of food that we've not been eating. Ramadan is now associated with food rather than ibadah. We need to change this. We are only feasting. Wallahi, we are not fasting. We're just partying every night from this iftar to the next iftar, from this family house to that family house. The only thing is people are even competing in how much they produce. Come to my house. See, the table is packed. This is not ibadah. You don't get reward for that. Make it simple. Whatever the excess, see how best you can help the people that are in need. That is the secret. We will say we are fasting so that we can feel the way the poor people are feeling. But we are not. The preparation that we have, some will spend from 11 o'clock in the morning, they are preparing, cooking types of food for iftar. From 11 o'clock. And you call that ibadah? We need to change. We need to change our plans when it comes to ibadah. We need to do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to understand we are doing something. It should be a worship. It shouldn't be a time of competition. Because if we don't do that, we will eat, we will drink, and Ramadan will come, another Ramadan will come, another Ramadan will come, but we are not even in ibadah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when it comes to Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the door of Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, will shut the doors of Jahannam. All the gates of Jahannam will be closed. Shayateen will be chained. Why? So that you will be given the freedom to see that the doors of Jannah are open. Let me do more so that I can get there. The doors of Jahannam are closed. This will mean a lot for me. So that what can I do to make sure that I don't repeat those mistakes that I do that can take me to Jahannam? Shayateen are chained. This is another opportunity. Let me create a new habit so that after Ramadan I can keep that. But some of us, even in the month of Ramadan, we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we want to put the blame on shaitan when he has been chained. Your nafs is the problem. Nafs al-ammarat bisu. You are so much into you. Your personal desire, your personal interest, this has been overshadowed with everything that you do to the extent even shaitan is not active, but you are still disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you live in a society. Everything around you. People pay money for different social media or TV channels. In the month of Ramadan, they keep themselves busy watching movies, soaps upon soap, and then Ramadan finish, you don't have anything that you've learned out of it. So we need to change. Ramadan is the time of ibadah. Let's do anything that we can to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet said, "من لم يدع قول الزور وعمل به فليس لله حاجة أن يدع طعامه وشرابه." Whoever does not stop, as we made mention earlier, whoever does not stop this way of words, قول الزور, saying things anyhow. Some people will say things, wallah, and they will swear about it whilst they are lying in the month of Ramadan. The Prophet ﷺ said, if we don't leave this habit, if we don't leave this bad habit and those actions that we take, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not interested in us not eating or drinking, which means we've wasted our time for nothing. We can do better. We can do better. These are the times we need to start thinking, how best can we connect with Allah? What are the new things we can learn? How can we, in our small ways, to get more connected? And I always say this, Quran, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. In the month of Ramadan, the Quran was revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. In another part, Allah said, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْمُبَارَكَةِ. So the month of Quran has come. How connected are we? While people are competing in how many khatam they got, leave them to do that. That is the work of little kids. Men are not competing in how many khatam. Why will I be competing in completing, finishing the Quran when I cannot even understand Surah Al-Fatiha? Why will I be competing in trying to finish the Quran when even what I understood, I cannot act upon it? I am reading the Quran. I'm disobeying Allah when I'm reading the verses that Allah is saying, don't do, don't do. Don't be arrogant, don't be disrespectful, don't be show off. I'm doing all this and I'm saying I'm reading the Quran. When the Prophet ﷺ is telling us, رُبَّ قَارِئِ الْقُرْآنِ يَقْرَؤُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَالْقُرْآنِ يَلْعَنُهُمْ. Some people are reading the Quran and the Quran is cursing them. So why wouldn't I change my ways and do what we call tadaburat? While I'm trying to do the khatm, I should create a system by myself. When if I read the Quran, I try to go over the page, observe the wordings of Allah, try to understand what Allah is saying. When I get to understand, go over it again. In my life today, how can I act upon this word? I want to be among those who obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when I understood the word of Allah, I want to tell myself from today onwards, I'm going to make sure in my life I obey Allah with this. Look at the hikayah of Yahya, the son of Zakariya, and Shaytan. When Shaytan opened up a secret and showed him, he said, from today onwards, I will make sure I do this to get connected with Allah. And what is that? Shaytan showed him, even though you do worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a prophet of Allah, my secret is, the way I was able to get you was when I made you eat so much, you felt your tummy to the extent that you couldn't get up and worship Allah at night. I made you eat so much that you could not get up and worship Allah. Straight away, Yahya said to Shaytan, thank you for giving me this. I swore by Allah, I will never fill my tummy again. And Shaytan also said, I swore by Allah, I will never going to reveal my secret to any son of Adam again. That is why the Prophet ﷺ said, if we have to eat, la mahala, we have no choice, we should at least have food, water, and leave space for air. If we have to eat, we should divide our stomach into three. He said, we are the nation. We don't eat unless when we are hungry. And when we eat, we don't fill our stomach. This is one of the signs of this nation. So when you sit down and eat to the extent your belly is leading you, count yourself out of the nation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are not that nation. He said when we eat, we only eat when we have to eat, which means when we are hungry. And when we eat, we don't fill our stomach. This is our sha'ar. This is our attribute, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. So when Ramadan comes, you put food on the plate. You make mountains of food on the plate to the extent your face cannot be seen. And you go and sit down, pick meat here and there, and chuck the food in the bin. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described such people. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Allah does not like those who waste. And for your information, those who waste are the brethren of shaitan. So let's come back, brothers. Let's come back, sisters. Let's connect with Allah in this coming month. Some people were with us here last year. Others, because of traveling, they are not here. Others, because of sickness, they cannot fast. Others, because of death, they don't have that opportunity that you got. Take advantage of it. Go to the day of Qiyamah to have something unique to present. Everyone prays. Everyone fasts. Make sure you get something unique you're going to present when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Start asking yourself, what is that? So without wasting much of your time, we try to minimize it here so that if there are questions, we will take. And then inshallah, we take it from there. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilik. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Just to remind you again, inshallah, in the month of Ramadan, we will be having tafsir an hour before iftar. And I think they said apart from Friday and Saturday, it's going to be all week round. So every day before iftar, an hour before iftar, we will be having tafsir here. We're going to read the Quran, look at the meaning, go deeper and see the reason behind the verses, see how best we can use it in our life. We want to follow the footsteps of the companions. We want to take advantage of the month of Ramadan. We want to make sure that every step we have in the month of Ramadan, we have something that will give us more reward. We want to take a journey where it will be every single thing we do is ibadah in this coming month. May Allah make us among those that will witness the month of Ramadan. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those that He is going to free from Jahannam in the month of Ramadan. We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those that will be rewarded with Jannah in the month of Ramadan. We all have our intention in our heart, whatever we do in our life. We ask Allah, as this Ramadan is coming, Ya Allah, make it easy for us. The bachelors among us that are planning to get married, Ya Allah, make it easy for them to get married. Those that are already married, Ya Allah, put barakah in their life. Those that did not have the spouses yet, Ya Allah, make it easy for them to get the best of spouses. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those that are married looking for children, Ya Allah, make it easy for them. Those that have children, Ya Allah, put barakah in these kids and give us the life that will be something that we will be proud of on the day of Qiyamah. So we'll take your questions here, inshallah, and then the adhan will go, inshallah. No Slido account? Okay, ladies, from your side, for those of you who have my number, you can send your questions through that.